Yearbook, a sportscast on the computer for you and for nurses. I'm your host, Doug. We, as it always does, this podcast interrupted a regular-like conversation we were having. Steve Wozniak, how come nobody remembers him? From Apple Computer, everybody remembers Steve Jobs. And there's been, what, two movies about his life, strictly about him? There's been a bunch of books. Now, there have been books about Steve Wozniak, but everybody quotes Steve Jobs. You see his quotes pop up everywhere inspirationally. I mean, he still, to an extent, is a motivational speaker. But Steve Wozniak invents things. He's hilarious. He knows stuff. Yet, at your high school graduation, nobody is quoting the Woz. At your college commencement, no one is using a Steve Wozniak quote, and we want to know why. The point is the Super Bowl. It's coming up. The halftime show is always a really big deal and very physically demanding often. Katy Perry just a few years ago did an almost literal high wire act where there were numerous chances for falling, but she nailed it. And it was great. So this does not shortchange any of the performers who do a lot of this physically demanding stuff. We were drawn to the CFL, the Canadian Football League, which their season starts earlier and ends in general at the end of November. So it's Ottawa at the end of November for the Grey Cup, and a blizzard rolls in. And your halftime entertainment is the country pop crossover singer Shania Twain. And there's just, it's at night. And there's white snow, well, what other color is snow, swirling everywhere. But it's just a white blizzard at night. And she comes out in a sparkly red reflective pantsuit. She's got red on everywhere, red gloves. Her hair is enormous. And she comes out, and it's just such a beautiful image all by itself. Just this red reflection under the lights at night. In this bright white blizzard, it was an absolutely beautiful image. A lot of photographers got some really good pictures. I don't know how they kept the snowflakes off their lenses, but just a tremendous image to work with. And the effort that went behind it was incredible. We mentioned she's in a form-fitting red jumpsuit that was also cleavage-revealing. And there were no adjustments for a blizzard. I mean, she could have been wearing Icy Hot everywhere. She could have had Icy Hot packs strapped around her waist. But, I mean, she's in a cleavage-revealing, slinky jumpsuit. And, again, no adjustments were made for the weather. She's also wearing high-heeled boots, and she's walking around in heavy snow. The snow is flying everywhere. And this was not a short performance. Three songs over 15 minutes. And one of those songs required her. First, she had to climb up on the stage. Then she had to go upstairs again, further, during another song in heels. And, again, chance after chance after chance for calamity, and nothing went wrong. She absolutely killed it. People called it the most Canadian of halftime show performances for another reason that we'll get to. But actually, in this case, she's from Canada, and she completely gutted this out and absolutely nailed the performance. It really deserved the NFL Films treatment, or if a Canadian or a Hollywood filmmaker were on hand, or maybe the Super Bowl treatment. It really deserved that, with, you know, 367 cameras all around the stadium to get it from 20 different angles, and, you know, slow motion cameras to capture the slow motion as her hair blows in the wind with the snow swirling around her and snow falling into her gloves. I mean, it looked absolutely beautiful on film for this incredible 15-minute performance. All right, so the Ottawa Citizen, the local paper, actually reviewed the halftime show, and they gave it a 3.5 out of 5. 3.5 stars out of 5. What more did they want? I mean, seriously, maybe they took a 1.5 off, and this is the one that really got the computer's attention. This is why this thing went on the internet, was her arrival in a dog sled. That was the most Canadian of things, as people said, that she arrived in a dog sled. Maybe that was a 1.5 off for the dog sled, which we would agree with. But otherwise, an absolutely striking performance. We'd want the American game to start like yesterday if the Predators were taking the field against the A's. That would be fantastic. Yeah, that's about all you can stand. Thanks for listening.